Hello, hello, hello. It's Wednesday, Winjack community, and you know who's popping off here, Angelo Cisco from Alpha Hippie. Really grateful to have you with us today. And our topic for today is all about great questions. And great questions, to me, are a combination of a lot of things that go on in a conversation. And so I'm really excited to unpack this and really dig deeper into all of this. So first and foremost, what makes a great question for me and what I believe is a great listener. And a lot of us may fancy ourselves to be great listeners, and I want to unpack what I believe is a great listener before we actually get into great questions. So a great listener, in my opinion, has no idea what they're going to ask while the other person is talking. I'm going to say that again. A great listener has no idea what they're going to ask while the other person is talking. Because if you are already thinking about the question that you are going to ask or something that you're about to say while the other person is talking, you are not listening. You may be nodding your head. You may be thinking that you're listening, but your presence to listening isn't there. It's secondary. You're multitasking. For me, what is the most important part of a good question is truly hearing the feedback that someone is giving me before I could even ask a question. And for most people, that alone is a very difficult situation. So I'm also going to give some tips on what I do as a podcaster, coach, and guide to not distract myself from falling victim to this. Number one, I breathe slowly and controlled. I am making sure not to be doing anything in my life besides hearing exactly what that person is saying. Now, hearing is a deeper form of listening. You hear with your body. You just listen with your ears. Hearing is paying attention to body language, eye movement, hand movement, what the other person is doing, how they're leaning in, leaning out, how they may be moving in the seat, how they're twiddling their hands, if there's a nervousness to them while they're saying something, a twitch, the speed of which they're talking, the slowness of which they're talking. There is so many things going on. I do not know how it's possible to ask a great question if you are not absorbing all of the information that's coming your way. And how could you possibly do that if you already know the question that you're going to ask while someone is still talking? Early on in my podcasting career, I would research so much and try to take in so much information and then try to have a certain amount of questions when someone was getting on the show. And I realized that all that information and that over prep that I would do and having all those milestones did not allow me to be present. And the reason that I felt a need to do so much stressful prepping, over prepping in my opinion, was because of doubt and fear that I had in myself as a podcaster and realizing that it's just going to take the reps. because it puts me too much in my head, like I'm trying to cram a test in there. So before you could even ask a great question, you must first be great at not just listening, at hearing, taking in everything with your whole body. When I feel my mind start to trail off in some sort of conversation, or I'm getting a little bit jumpy and want to know what I ask, I use a trick of rubbing the top of my hand just gently to bring me back in the room. And this is something I learned from my amazing wife, when there's often times I could come home from work as an entrepreneur and businessman, and I'm not as present as I would like to be with my family. My wife gently rubs my hand at dinner or when we're next to each other to help me become present. Doesn't need to be aggressive, just a little something to get you present and breathing. Because when your mind is racing, it's really a sign of you not trusting yourself. And when we're not trusting ourselves, we're usually in a string of doubt and or fear. So that's number one about asking a great question. The next thing about asking a great question is to also make sure that you are in full understanding that a great question is usually 3 to 4 questions deep in one subject. We have to dig a little bit sometimes to get to the great question. So don't be afraid to start shallow and usually ask 3 to 5 questions regarding one thing someone is talking about to get to the great part of it. Okay? So take your time with it, because great questions are a byproduct of a little bit of digging below the surface. So how do you get below the surface? First, you have to be present. Like I said, great listener. Number 2, be curious. Have no conclusion. Be curious, constantly curious. Number 3, a great question has and tests the other person's, it could sound a bit challenging, yet it has to be worded right, but it has a certain connotation where you're curious and also testing the stability and or validity of what that other person is presenting. Okay? So that's really important. When I'm asking a question, I'm curious, and I'm also wanting to poke and pry to make sure that the other person is speaking the biggest amount of truth and validity that they possibly can, in hopes that I could help open them up in a really beautiful way that they could even expand on what they didn't even realize was actually in their brain, which more stored in their subconscious just from really knowing the subject. Number 2, it helps me realize if that person really knows anything deeper on that subject. If you're doing a podcast interview or something that you could prepare for, I believe in doing this type of prep for great questions. I take a podcast guest that I know that I have coming, and I take a look at around 10 to 15 minutes of their content history or any sort of research leading up to about 3 to 5 days, depending on their subject, before the interview. The day of, I look at none of their stuff. And what that really does is it gives time for my subconscious, the real smarter brain, the brain that could take in a lot of information, time to just work through the information, so that I could relax and trust that the bigger brain already knows what's going on leading up to it, versus doing a huge crash the day of an interview or just the night before. So just a little bit every day helps me feel really ready and prepared for everything that I have to do. So to get back where we were, what makes a great question? You're great at hearing, not just listening, because you're absorbing all the questions, everything that they're saying, all the little subtleties in their movements, in their eyes. And in order to do that, we want to be present. Number two, curiosity. Number three, we're testing their stability a little bit. We're poking and we're prying. Number four, go deep. The great question is very rarely on the surface. The great question just takes some time. So be patient. Do not rush. You're leading someone through a dance to get to that great question. You can't hit them with it right away. So imagine that you're going on a first date. You usually don't ask someone to marry them on the first date. It usually takes a little bit of time. So take some time and let the conversation unfold, and you will find the great question that you've been searching for to get the best answer the entire time. That's my view on questions. If you have any questions, please hit me up at imalphahippie.com and all the great channels and things like that. There's an art to this, and everyone has a different way of doing it. Yet the if you could stay present, if you could stay curious, you could test stability and be great at taking in information, you more than likely will lead to having great questions. Have a wonderful week, WinJet community. As always, it's a pleasure to serve you and chat with you all. Bye-bye.
Cast is brought to you by WinJet Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.